that both goalies played very well. How disappointing was it when they got that first one for you?
Really disappointing, obviously. We came in to win this game, and anytime you give one up late, it just takes wind out of the group. Obviously, we had momentum after that unbelievable 5-on-3 kill, and then I get a break and find it back in the net.
Picking one of your fears against a team like this, you can hold them off the board for so long with you tonight, and then like they did, it just seems you know, bang, 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 all of a sudden it's 3-0.
Well, they had an empty netter, I mean. They get one quick, and then obviously we don't want to give up another one, but they get the puck deep, and they get a shot on that, goes in.
Did you feel after that 5-on-3 that there's a big lift with the group, maybe to change some momentum there?
Yeah, anytime you kill on 5-on-3, it's it lifts up the whole bench, and the way they were blocking shots, Winnie had a big one. I remember we had one right before that, another block shot, and putting their body right in front of it one time was easy.
What was the first 10 minutes like, and did you feel by kind of stabilizing the guys that got off that pressure?
It was a lot of penalty kill again, first 10 minutes. I think we had two penalties right away, and we talked about they got a lethal power play and the way they move it around, and our group did a great job on the kill tonight. I think held them without a goal. So.
Did you sense that legs were getting tired in front of you in that third group?
Not really. I think... adrenaline, to be in this game, 20 minutes to win a game. I imagine legs were tired, but at the same time, I don't think that's really in your head as a pro athlete. You know what I mean? Obviously, I think after the game, guys are going to be exhausted, but when you're in it, it's that's just all you're thinking about is getting the next goal.
How do you guys regroup now? Obviously, do you think about this at all, or do you kind of push that away and just move on?
Christmas break comes at a good time for us. We got 3 days to go home and rest, get away from the game a little bit, and it'll be good to see family and guys with kids will be able to hang out with their kids and turn your mind off of hockey here for a little bit, and sometimes that's the best thing.